Hello, amazing boss mom. It sounds like you are having a little bit of imposter syndrome. Don't worry, we're going to help you with that right here and right now. Now, first off, what you are feeling, that feeling is completely normal. Everybody, I'm going to repeat, everybody has felt imposter syndrome. No matter how smart you are, how much education you have, no matter how many people have hired you, you are at one time or another wondering whether or not it's actually all real, whether or not you are who you say you are and that you can truly give the results that you think or say you can give. The feeling you feel is completely natural. It is your brain trying to protect you from the potential risk of failure. Well, let me tell you, there is great reward with pushing through, because the one thing that I don't want to happen, and the reason you are listening right now, is because you don't want it either. You don't want to freeze up. You don't want to feel like you can't move forward. You don't want to wake up tomorrow and the next day and the next day and not have taken any action because you are scared that maybe you aren't going to be able to do what you say you can do. We all have that fear. I have that fear. Every boss mom I've ever worked with or talked to has had that fear. So how do we move past it? Number one, you recognize that it's completely natural, that the feeling you have is not a validating feeling. It is not necessarily that it is true. It is a feeling that your brain is giving you to protect you against risk, which means it's only as true as you allow it to be. You can't get the results that you tell people you can get if you're not offering it. That sounds safe, but it sure is going to affirm that you're not getting people results, right? We don't want that. So how do you prove imposter syndrome wrong? You go out and you do, amazing boss mom. You act and you do. That is the solution. And you want to know what? If something happens and a client can't get the results you want, or somebody doesn't do what you tell them to do, that's a perfectly natural way of running business. You're never going to get everybody 100% exactly where you want them to go, and that's not always on you, and you should be okay with that. The only way to get past the feeling you have now is to get out and do. Now, if you are worried that what I say may not be true, or you believe it to be true, but you're scared to take action, go into the Vault Facebook group, hop in. Say hello, tell people how you're feeling, allow us to tell you that you're great. Allow us to tell you that it doesn't matter where you are, that you can do great things and you can get people results. To remind you that the way to get past imposter syndrome is to take action. That's what I want for you. Hopefully this has given you that little spark of motivation to keep you moving forward so that you can dive into what needs to be done so that you can get those clients, make that impact, get those results, and grow your business like I know that you want to do. This has been just a little slice of helping you get unstuck today, and hopefully it has helped. Now go out with that big, beautiful brain of yours and get some things done.